Sunday best right there. How'd you get the tables turned after giving up the early one?
Yeah, we kind of thought that was a little bit of a hook on that play, and it wasn't, obviously, so it gets you on your heels. But, I thought after that, they were coming hard, and, they were really aggressive, and it felt like we really kind of got back to playing fast. We got out of our zone quick, and really in the second period did a fantastic job of moving it north in a hurry, then obviously holding on to pucks once we got in the zone. And just, that was a real solid game. We just wiped away that one. The one goal, we did a lot of great things and, deserved the 2 points.
I was gonna say, when you go more than 25 minutes without allowing a shot at this time of year, it says a lot about the way your structure was.
It's tough for your goalie when he's standing there not getting anything for that long. But at the end of the day, we needed him at the end. And, he obviously in the 30 had to make some stops at the end, a big one. But, that's just playing a good road game. Everybody that was throughout our lineup, I thought everybody, their detail without the puck, Columbus can really transition fast, and I thought with a very mobile defense that we did a good job of beating them back up the ice and limiting, stuff to the outside.
And how would you describe what you saw from Kyle and Mark there?
Yeah, that's, we've talked to, this whole stretch of, since the break, your best players have to be your best players. And, our goalie, J-Mo, Lau, tonight, Casey and Scheif stepping up like they did. And, they had some great looks in Dallas, that especially KC, and so tonight it was nice to see them finish them off. And when they can, make those plays and do those things, it's fun to watch.
What stands out most about the road trip, going 3-1 here, and the ability to turn the page after?
That's, we've kind of been stressing all along. We can't dwell on what happened and just happened, or the last game, or even the last period. You have to move on and focus on what's coming, and the guys have done a fantastic job of staying focused that way. And it was a tough game. Actually, the Dallas game for me was the first 30 minutes. We weren't at our best, but we really got playing better in the second half. But thought tonight it was just a real good game. We had a good one in Chicago, had a good one in Colorado. So now we got to go home, take care of business for one at home before we head back out in the road.
So how do you describe the mentality? You'll be three out, you're one right now, but the late game you'll be 3 points back with six to go. How would you describe the mentality of what's required?
Just take care of our business. That's all we're trying to. We can't do anything about what's happening with the other teams. All we can do is take care of our own business. It may have to be. We have to go 6-0 to, win all six games. So just focus on Seattle next, and take our moment here to enjoy this one, but then turn ourselves and our minds ready for that next game.
Well, for Hellebuck too, this is a pretty low volume game. Do you think that is helpful, the way he's been able to stay fresh and in a rhythm with six left?
I certainly, you don't want to get in one of those games where he gets bombarded, and because especially us traveling home, and obviously off tomorrow, but then turn around and playing again on Monday. And it's nice that he doesn't have to get too much work, but at the end of the day, he loves it. I think he'd rather have 45 shots. Coaches wouldn't, but he would. But, him, that's a tough part of the game, too, is when you don't get any action, all of a sudden there somebody comes down at you and, you haven't seen a shot in a while. It's just part of your being a goalie, staying mentally focused and into it.
And then what went into the decision to flip forward and, Lambert on those lines?
Just at the end. That was really, I was down to three lines and just trying to finish off the last 5 minutes. Before the game. Sorry.
The speed line?
Yeah, it was more, Kupper and Fordo with JT. I wasn't sure what Bones was going to do when it came to his, because he has three pretty deep lines, and kind of wanted to make sure that I liked what I saw in Colorado. At home with the kids with the Bear. I like that look. There's some speed there. They showed it again tonight. I thought they were good. And it just gives us kind of some different looks when we have those guys kind of lined up together.
Appreciate it. Thank you.